It's the Dennis Stuckey Show on 1380 WPHM.
All right, good afternoon and welcome. It's a Dennis Stuckey Show on the Friday. And that means high school football coming up later tonight on the stream. We've got Port Huron Northern and East Detroit as our game of the week, and we'll run down all the action a little later on in the program. But yesterday, I planned to have Mike Mullins on the show to talk about the 40th annual enshrinement dinner for the Port Huron Sports Hall of Fame, and the Stupid Tigers got rained out the night before and played the day-night doubleheader, so we ended up not having a show yesterday. But Mike has graciously made time on his Friday to come talk to us, and I'm very, very excited. Great class, too, going in this year with George Popa, Ed Peltz, Ed Karwinski, and Tyler Crockett. I know you must know Ed Karwinski. You're a big bowler. I'm going to give two stats here, and enough said about this. 32 800 series.
Right.
62 300 games.
What else can you say?
I guess he belongs in the Port Huron Sports Hall of Fame, huh?
It just was a matter of somebody saying, hey, here he is. You know, can we nominate him? Yeah, it's the numbers just speak for themselves. There's no two ways about it.
That's unbelievable. Now, I'm sure you have seen Ed bowl.
You know, I really haven't because Ed's, you know, a premier bowler, and he bowls all around. I've stuck pretty much to a couple of leagues. So, you know, I know who he is. I've seen him maybe a couple times at tournaments. And, yeah, he throws a lot of strikes. But, no, I've never bowled with him, oddly enough, for all the years that I have bowled. But there's no doubt that he belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, absolutely. Ed Peltz, unfortunately, we lost Eddie back in 2009. He was just 57, but he was a teacher. He was a principal, a coach, an athletic director, over 30 years in the Port Huron Area School District,
right.
And one of the great guys.
And I had a chance to play softball against Eddie. I had a chance to play basketball against Eddie in the city leagues. Just a super individual.
George Popa is going in. One of my all-time favorite guys is George Popa. Great talker. Port Huron Central, Port Huron High School, coach girls basketball for 30 years, 381 wins, 20 years as softball coach, another 250 wins there, 9 years of JV baseball coach, and another 100 wins there. He did some assistant work over at SC4 in a couple of different sports. He's a member of the Michigan High School Coaches Association's Hall of Fame, and I'm glad to see that he got nominated and is getting into the Port Huron Sports Hall of Fame.
It was a little iffy with George, but we weren't sure if he had enough numbers there.
A little dicey.
Well-deserving.
Yeah. Tyler Crockett is the guy that I know the least about. I know he's involved in offshore racing.
Right.
But
you know, and I don't know if I brought the information here regarding Tyler. The thing is, when we have our meetings, when we start banding, we throw names out, and Tyler's the one, you start looking at national titles and world records and stuff like that. It's like, why isn't this guy in? Why have we taken so long? It's just another year somebody's has more information. And Tyler was well overdue to be included.
Yeah, and two, you put a team in every year, which is a really cool thing.
Yes.
that I like. And the 1955 Rotary Club Peewees from the Port Huron Minor Hockey Association are going in. Will you be able to round up all the guys from that?
You know, I was talking with, I was in getting a haircut the other day, so I was talking with Al Cleaver, and, you know, and I think they had a meeting the next night. I'm not sure how many they're going to have. I think there's like four or five of them still around in the area. Whether they're all going to be able to make it or not, I don't know. But the neat thing is, this was the very first minor hockey league team. They used to practice on a pond in somebody's backyard. That's how they got started.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, so it really is nice.
Yeah, that's really cool. So anyways, tell us a little bit about the Port Huron Sports Hall of Fame, what the procedures are to get somebody nominated, and do you have a specific number each year that you'd like to put into the Hall of Fame?
As far as, you know, a lot of times we'll announce the class and somebody will say, well, you know, that's good, but why isn't Dennis in? Why isn't Mike in? Well, we don't go out and try to get people into the Hall of Fame. We need someone like Dennis to say, you know, George Popa should be in because he did this and this and this and this, and put a little background information together. And that's how we get the information. So we have, in fact, Roger Beeden has put together for the staff, they're all in a folder online. So we can go down and we can look. We have a meeting in June where we sit around and say, you know, Tyler Crockett has all these national titles to him, and he's done this and he's done that. This is a guy that should be in. So everybody on the board, and it should be 15, I think we're at 14 right now, but we'll go through and say, here's who I'd like to nominate, or here's who I'd like to have you look at. So everybody has their say with the individuals, and then we vote. We vote, I think we vote for anywhere from 6 to 10, anywhere in that. We have to have a minimum number and a maximum number. Mm-hmm. And then it's a matter of whether they get enough votes. Our class this year, actually, compared to other years, is a little smaller. We had a bunch of people that were right there. I mean, they were, like, within one more vote, we could have had a class of about 8 or 9. We really could have. But that's the way it goes. We were a little disappointed that we didn't put more in. Mm-hmm. But that's the nature of the beast. And next year, we'll probably have a class of 10 or 11.
And once you have the information, you've always got the information. And just because if I send it to you tomorrow and you don't put them in to next year's class, it doesn't mean they won't ever get in.
Right. And, you know, I was just looking on, I mentioned with the Port Huron Hall of Fame, we now have a Facebook page. And I was looking, I think it was Tyler Crockett's wife had made a post. And it said she had submitted his nomination like in 2013, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. I'm not exactly sure what it was, but we finally got around to it, and he's going in. So, yeah, once somebody's nominated, they are there. And I think with the track team that we put in from Central a couple of years ago, I think they'd been nominated almost 8 or 9 years prior to that. So we don't forget anybody.
No, you just got to be patient sometimes.
And your day will come.
Tell me, because you do other things than just induct people into the Hall of Fame, there's a recognition award. This year it's going to the Honorable David Nicholson. What is a recognition award?
Well, David, Judge Nicholson is a longtime member of the Port Huron Sports Hall of Fame. He's also involved very much with minor hockey and involved with softball. So it's just someone who hasn't been nominated to go into the Hall of Fame. It's just someone that, and the judge has retired from the board. This is our way of giving him a little shot in the arm.
Yeah, for all the years that he's helped out.
Absolutely.
You give out a ton of achievement awards, too, and some great kids on the list getting awards this year. I love Rachel Bonner. She is a great kid. She's been in on the show. So is Mackenzie Schell. She's just doing a great job. Bryce Van Horn, of course, I know from the hockey world, mm-hmm. the former Fighting Falcons, so he's near and dear to me. The Northern Girls Basketball Team, the SC4 Women's Basketball Team, two great programs getting achievement awards for their great work for last season. So I think these are just as fun as everything else.
They really are. They really are. And the one on here, too, Earl Robinette. He's the gentleman who years ago could have signed with the Tigers, and because they couldn't afford it, he didn't. He continued with his life, and this year he signed the one-day contract. We think a story like that, you know, deserves more recognition, and that's basically what it's all about. It's great. It really is.
Yeah, and that was a great, great story, and that was actually his son set that kind of all up without him knowing about it, yeah. So that made it even extra special for him. And for those of you who don't remember that from earlier in the summer,
that's true.
We'll revisit that story sometime. And actually, maybe if we're lucky enough, we can get Earl to come on the show too. Pat Williams is the guest speaker. You guys always have great guest speakers, but not only is Pat Williams, you know, somebody who's involved in the NBA with the Orlando Magic and that, but he's an actual motivational speaker. So that you, this guy's going to be good.
Yeah, he's not just somebody we picked up on the corner and said, hey, can you talk to our group? Yes, he really is. Coach Dick Baker did a super job in getting Pat to be our speaker. Now, is he going to be on your program one of these days?
We're emailing back and forth, me and his, I don't know if it's his agent or the guy that books him. We are hoping to get him next week.
So. Beautiful.
And that would be a lot of fun because I could use some tips on speaking, believe me, and motivating people. All right, tickets are $40 a person. You can pick them up at Four Sports. Where else can we get them?
You can also get them at the Rec Center, Port Huron Rec Center, or from any member of the Port Huron Board Hall of Fame. Myself, I've got a few tickets that I've got to sell. I've alerted all the bowlers in town that if they need them, I've got them. The other members, Ken Semmelsberger, Jim Bennett, right on down the line. Everybody has a certain amount of tickets that they would like to sell.
All right. And this year, the banquet is October 22nd, which is a Saturday. Things will get going right around 5:30. You're doing it right over at the college, too,
yes,
correct?
Yes, beautiful spot to hold the banquet and induct everyone. Yes, it really is a good spot.
And the college is where the actual Hall of Fame is these days, isn't
right.
it?
Right. We're downstairs in the old gym. But with the new field house going up, we are going to be moving over there. It's actually a pretty exciting time for the Port Huron Sports Hall of Fame. Have you been in to see the new site yet?
You know what? I haven't been through since it was over at the Thomas Edison.
Oh, okay.
And that's bad on my part because I should go through it pretty regularly.
Well, the new spot, I mean, in the field house, we're going to be, there's actually a hallway there back behind the stands, and that hallway will be ours, and we'll be putting the plaques up in that area. So it's going to be really neat.
On the 3rd, I'm going to be over there for the grand opening, so I'll have to check out everything that's there. That's going to be fun.
We probably won't have the plaques ready to go then. We've got to wait until everything is all set up, and then I think about a week after that, we're going to keep everybody busy with the all the members transporting the plaques over so that we can get them set up.
I know initially people were kind of upset about the pavilion being changed, but I think once they see everything done and they start seeing some events in there, I think people are going to appreciate
I think it's going to
get more use.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, they've talked. I went through one of the tours a couple of weeks back, and they were talking about KPAC and Memphis are going to have a basketball game there. There's some volleyball tournaments already set up involving high school and middle school. So, I mean, yeah, it's going to be utilized almost every weekend. That's fantastic.
And now, when it's all set up and ready to go, you'll be able to see the plaques from the Port Huron Sports Hall of Fame. Did we miss anything, Mike?
I mentioned briefly the Facebook page, and that's something brand new. And we're getting our whole site website redone, and the Facebook page is something that just happens to be a part of it. And it's kind of neat to look at because there's a lot of, I don't know where they come from. I really don't. But I look at it and say, I mean, there's a picture of four of the guys from Port Huron High 3 years ago that received a recognition award, you know, and Mark Chapman is one of them.
Yeah.
It just, there's a whole lot of stuff there. So if you have a chance on Facebook, just enter Port Huron Sports Hall of Fame, and it's pretty neat.
And a proud grandfather, too, because Brady got it. For those that don't know, Brady is Mike's grandson, and he got into the game there for Wayne last week. Some tackles, sack,
yep.
And you're excited about that. And you got a busy weekend this week because
I always joke that, you know, at one time I was Mike Mullins, then I was Brett and Ryan's dad. Now I'm Brady's grandfather. So you know,
well, you're going to see Ryan tonight. They're down at Fraser.
Yeah.
PH got a big game at Fraser tonight, and then tomorrow you'll see more of Brady when Wayne's in action again.
Looking forward to it.
All right, thanks for coming in, Mike.
My pleasure. Anytime.
All right, Mike Mullins. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more in just a moment here on the Dennis Stuckey Show.